Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's the other big side of this. You got to get informed. It's the only way you're going to make a difference. It's the only way we're going to make a difference, okay? I mean, seriously. You know, I really wish I could leave the mics hot during the breaks. And, you know, as some of you can see or you know, while I'm setting up for the next hour, Sonya and I were talking, and we've got to the point where they won't allow us to speak to each other. They won't allow us to say things that we might possibly get an answer to. That'll squelch all this garbage that they're teaching you. They're teaching the black community that all whites are supremacists. That all whites look down on blacks. Is it funny that they don't, even within those communities, they don't break it down? Not all whites appreciate all whites or are good to all whites. It's the same thing in the black community. We were joking a minute ago. I'm telling you, my family went to an all, and when I say all black, there were 6,000 people, 6,000 or 7,000 people every Sunday at this church. When I say you could easily find us without the lights on, you could easily find us without the lights on. I'm not being funny, I'm being real. I never once felt unwanted. I never once felt like I didn't belong there. That was my family. It wasn't my extended black family. It was my family. My church family. And if you're a few Christian guys, your Christian family is closer than your blood family. Should be, anyway. And I never felt like I wasn't wanted there. All right? But how many people get so nervous? And it was, the pastor of that church was very black and white. As you know from my personality, I need a black and white teacher. I don't need foo-foo. Foo-foo doesn't work for me. It used to make me nuts that I always hear some of the churches I went to, and I'm not putting you down. If you go to a church like this, God bless you, you can put up with it, you can deal with it, that's fine. I don't need to be told every Sunday that Jesus loves me. I got that down. I got it. Saw him on the cross. I got that figured out. I want to learn how to live my life the right way. That's what I want to learn. Pleasing to God, okay? I didn't get that in some of these other churches. Part of it, after what I find out when I'm talking with them, they're afraid of chasing people away. Well, Jesus wasn't, so I don't know why they were. But back to my point is, when I started going to that church, some people would say to me, my God, that's a black community down there. What are you doing down there? I go, okay, well, so? Maybe that meant I was stupid. I don't know. But I went to where I felt was led, and where God's word was truly being taught. And I didn't care what color people were. And the pastor did a series for, I don't know, well, almost a year, on race, racism, race, religion, and racism. And how the church allowed it to fester and come in. But never once did he put down the white people. And he even at one point said, when he was walking around the church, he goes, look, not all white people are racists. Look around this. Why would a white person drive down here to this church in a fairly bad area to sit with a bunch of black folks if he's racist. So you can't say stuff like that. And then when we're sitting there, like I talked to Sonia and a few others, some of you old-timers know, when I've had certain people on the show, I don't hold anything back. I'm not nasty about it. But there are preconceived notions that people have. It's like when I asked Sonia, your grandson must have hated white people. Because, no, she's not afraid of white folks. Corey Duncan used to consistently talk about, to put it in his vernacular, ain't no black person ever helped me do nothing. He said that plenty of times. And it was always, and I even teased him about this. I said, well, yeah, the white guys helped you because they felt guilty. He said, no, man. The white guys helped me because they really want to see me make something of myself. Now, when you get that kind of truth. Now, the left will say he was confused. He didn't understand. He didn't know. But you cannot let them stop. Look, if you are black or Hispanic or Asian or whatever friends from different walks of life, I don't even want to call them different nationalities, just different walks of life, okay? If they're truly your friends and you truly have a relationship with this person, and you're sitting here with your Asian friend or your Hispanic friend or whatever, you should be able to ask them questions about their culture, about how they feel about stuff. I had a friend of mine who was, Hispanic. I don't give away too much because I know some of his family members listen. But the bottom line with it was his parents came here illegally. And the rest of the family, you know, the rest of the kids anyway, they were born here. And he was against, the one guy in particular was against illegal immigration. He did not believe in it. I said, how do you reconcile your parents being here? He said, well, honestly, they shouldn't be. But now that I've got some means, I will help them. I will help them, you know, get their citizenship, get what they need, or what have you. They've been here for 30, 40 years. Now, I know some of you are going, oh, my God, you should have made sure they were. No. They were living good, solid lives. It was wrong the way they did it. It was wrong they coming in, but they were at least willing to make it right, where a lot are not. And they were willing to make it right. And he was paying his taxes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they were doing everything else right but that. So once the young man figured it out, he helped. I never got to the end of it, but he helped his parents get their citizenship, get their residency. You know, that's the other thing people forget. You don't have to shoot for your citizenship. If you're really kind of on the edge, get a residency card. You can do that. But see, we just want to let them stay illegally because we feel bad for them. We want to make sure. Stop. Just stop. So I'm going to see your host. Yes, who joins us next? Dr. Dana Chang is going to join us. We're going to talk about all things China. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. Listen, head up to the website, okay? TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, you can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. You can sign up for the email blast. And if you're not into email, I'm not into email either. I prefer to get less emails and more texts. You want to sign up for the text blast, just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Okay, so one of the major issues or things that we talk about in a regular cycle here on the show is China. And China's influence not only in this country, but truly the muscle that they're flexing all across the globe today. And they're really testing the U.S. to see how far we'll allow them to go, what we're willing to let them do. Doesn't seem like Joe is going to get in their way at all. And in the speech last night, not a word
about, you know, the where the flu came from, the effect it's had, and whether or not he's going to have WHO go out there and really give a report on where it came from. Not going to happen. So, again, I'm not the expert here. That's why I brought in senior editor at China News and with the Epoch Times, Dr. Dana Chang. And always, you guys seem to love this segment. I love this segment. Dr. Dana, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate your time with me.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So next week, there's going to be a nice little meeting between China and the U.S. And Joe's going out there to talk about diplomacy, talking about how we can either rebuild our relationship. Do you think he's going to call the president of China on the carpet for, you know, the human relations things that are going on, what's happening in Hong Kong and things along those lines, or is this just a cordial meeting?
Well, you'll be meeting our Secretary of State, meeting with China's top diplomats, Yang Jieci. So it will be a high-level meeting, and this is a kind of a meeting that the Trump administration has suspended for a while because after coronavirus started, Trump administration basically want to decouple from China in every aspect. So this is another meeting that China want to renew the relationship on the similar track, on the same track that Obama left. So they hope that the Biden administration would have the Obama term three policy. But U.S. side, U.S. is going to raise a few topics, including Hong Kong issue and CCP's threat to Taiwan and CCP's threat to Australia, because Australia had built up an economy that heavily rely on an import and export from China. So when Australia government demand that you need to tell us the origin of the coronavirus and need to have certain transparency, CCP got very mad. So as a punishment, they stopped their boat of coal, which is very much needed in China for energy. They stopped the coal at the harbor. They stopped importing lobster and wine. And so Australia people buying wine and lobster trying to support its country. So by punishing Australia and through trade, they want to bring Australia to the knee. The fourth issue U.S. is going to raise will be like Xinjiang issue, and that's the genocide. So America is going to raise those issues, and China, before the meeting, basically have issued a lot of statements on their media. I mean, all the media in China are state-owned and not the mouthpiece of Communist Party. They are saying the deterioration of the relationship between U.S. and China is all because of Trump and the U.S. So they blame it on U.S. on everything. You know, and U.S., you win our relationship. And so they come very strong. And they think that they have the strength to give U.S. pressure. So I don't see that coronavirus will be an issue on the table. And that's really a very sensitive button. And China is trying to build a narrative that no one knows where the virus started. And maybe the WHO should investigate the lab in U.S. So they're trying to say those are imported to China. And that's the narrative they have been laying out there for a while.
Yeah, they actually blamed the American troops for a while and what have you, and bringing it in, which I thought was quite interesting. just turn it right around. It's what it's what the left does all the time out here. Turn around what you're doing, stick it on somebody else, and blame them for it. And China was very adamant. And I think, you know, as you and I have talked about in the past, I don't know if they were surprised, but they definitely did not expect the kind of pushback they got from Donald Trump on that issue. And now Joe Biden is actually taking the total different viewpoint this whole thing, where he's not even talking about it in terms of a China issue. Again, I just can't believe how much influence they have on Joe Biden. At the meeting, though, however, when you talk about trade, when you talk about some of the intellectual, I think I've talked to you about this before, I was in the computer world for years, and the intellectual property that was stolen by the Chinese, it's just amazing. And how many times that we got caught with pirated software that we actually found out we had bought from a Chinese distributor and it had been pirated. I mean, is this they make big money off of this, don't they? And is this something that you think America is going to get involved with in trying to force China to stop?
It's a different a moral standard. CCP regime can take advantage in trade because they don't have the moral standard. So, of course, a lot of things they do will be such a surprise to people here.
Oh, always is. It always, that's why they always start off with, no, I don't believe that they would do that. So, what are you basing that on? You don't know if that's
right.
True or not. So, again, I think people need to wake up and really understand that China is a major threat. It's not Russia. However, if Russia and China come together, I think it's going to be a bigger threat than people really understand. I don't know the kind of relationship they have or don't have. Got a lot more to talk about on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. Dana will be with us when we return.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A seventh juror is now seated in the trial of Derek Chauvin. He's a former Minneapolis police officer who was recorded last year holding George Floyd down until he stopped breathing. The woman chosen today admitted that she saw the video, adding, but the bad behavior police need to go.
I promise the American people
and I guess it's becoming an overused phrase, that help was on the way.
President Biden's comments in a Rose Garden ceremony at the White House regarding a new stimulus bill that he signed into law on Thursday. People should start checking their bank accounts, as some are saying they've just received their stimulus check. The first wave of payments being deposited this weekend, with 85% of the nation getting a full $1,400. The money can also come by mail, either as a check or debit card. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, when we're on the air, you're commenting, you're in the chat rooms, the several chat rooms, and, you know, texting and just being involved and being engaged. It's really what I want you to be. I just want you to be engaged. If you're engaged, you'll get information. You'll be able to make, you know, decisions based on real information. I don't bring you phony stuff or emotional stuff or foo-foo. We're just not there. We don't do that. That's why I bring on people like the senior editor of China News and with Epic Times, Dr. Dana Chang, who joins me again. Dr. Dana, thank you so much for being with me. I very much appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I very much, like I said, I do very much enjoy these segments because we're getting real information from somebody who was there, who understands, who knows how they operate. And you and I talked during the break. We'll clarify something. You know, I know we talk a lot about the Chinese or the Chinese people, and sometimes it's not the Chinese people we're necessarily talking about. It's the government. It's the Communist Party there that don't have moral standards, that don't have a moral compass. They're in it for themselves no matter what it takes. Is that true?
Right. Communist Party cannot represent Chinese people, but they claim they represent the country and represent Chinese people. Communist Party is an alien thing to Chinese people. It comes from Soviet Union, and the Communist Party cloned the entire Soviet Union system in China, and they destroyed the Chinese traditional culture because the traditional culture has a strong moral stand. If the people still act and think in a traditional way, then communist ideology cannot survive there. So there's a cultural revolution. They destroyed 90% of the temple. They destroyed most of the antiques they could find in different homes. They went home after home and searched for antiques, anything that can remind people of the history. That's the cultural revolution, 10 years.
Wow. My God.
10 years.
And they wipe out the history. It's similar to what's going on in some places in and around the globe, and including in this country, where they're trying to rip down statues still, and they're still trying to change the history of this country. So you really don't know. People really don't know what's going on.
Those antiques, those statues, of historical people, they represent the Chinese spirit. They represent the culture and what truly people believe in. So Communist Party is very afraid of that. And Communist Party has always lived in like a crisis. They are afraid of losing power. Yeah. So, and they are afraid that if we say they don't represent Chinese people, they are so scared. And they say, oh, no one can separate us. They basically kept the Chinese people in as hostage.
Right. Right, no. And you see it happen in a lot of places, but it's the same thing that happens in the inner city here where the government comes in and you know, tells people, hey, we're here to help you, we're here to protect you, we're going to make sure you have, you know, money, food, and a place to live, and they become totally dependent on the government. So they can't come out against the government or else they're going to pull some of those benefits and those people will really be in a world of hurt, you know, really have a lot of trouble. So I want to come back to something, personal data. When it comes to personal data, information that's being, you know, given back and forth. I saw an article earlier this week on how much information Google has amassed on each and every user and how it amasses that information, and they kind of ride under the radar so nobody really understands. But China is in that grid. China is in that data flow. And you were telling me they buy companies, they acquire this information. For what reason? What do they need all this information for?
Okay, so those who study hacker, and they know these hackers are individual act, but there's a big hacker, that's China. So it's a state-funded and state-sponsored hacker. So, and related to the military, so these state hacker focus on American government, American company, and American research center. They want all the information they can get. So in 2018, there were two hackers were sued by U.S. But this is the tip of the iceberg. It's the entire government, CCP controlled government, is trying to hack U.S. So if you go get into a room to negotiate with China, a Chinese company, you lose because they already know all your information, the email, your discussion. They know the card on the both sides. How can you negotiate with them on the same table? And not long ago, we know that hacker have got into like the government human resource system. They got into Equifax, which is a credit report system. They got into the insurance company Anthem. So they have stolen personal information of American people, tens of millions of American people. And now during the virus time, they're trying to say, oh, we can help and work with you and to develop vaccine. And they need data. They will get DNA of American people. How dangerous that is.
Well, I've been told already that they have access to American DNA through these tests that are taking place. And that some of the labs that are you know, processing these tests are directed to China. True?
Right. Yes. Yeah. American people have lived in the peacetime for so long, and they don't believe there's an evil regime that's very close to them, and they come and they infiltrate them, and they pretend they are normal country and they do normal business with America. But it's not a normal country. It's a communist regime.
Yeah, no, agreed. But we are so, I'm just going to say it, Americans are so naive to a lot of this. They don't really understand how badly, when you have a country run by the evil people, this is what they're looking for. They'll do anything to get the information. They'll do anything to be able to, you know, have one up on you, be able to get ahead on another country or another group. So I don't understand why they don't get that.
Right.
You know,
right.
The And for people to get more information about you and find you, they can find you at the epochtimes.com is where they can find the paper and find your writings and what have you. And people, there's a lot of information there. I'll tell you what, we get the paper. I like the paper. I mean, I know everybody else like electronics, but I like the paper. And a lot of good stories, a lot of good articles in there that you can learn from. And I know you agree because you write for them, correct?
You can sign on through the website readepoch.com. Epoch spells E-P-O-C-H, readepoch.com. You can sign on and get the paper delivered to your house.
Yeah, that's very old-fashioned, but it works. And it's a lot nicer than just the electronics of all of that. Dr. Chang, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me and the information that you give us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, people, again, when you talk about what's going on in China, the information, you're getting, the mainstream media is not telling us anything. But I don't have to tell you that. You already know that. And they're not willing to tell us anything. They really don't care. They don't care about us, I should say. Let me rephrase that. It's not that they don't care. They don't care about us. They know. There's no way that these people, the old-timers in this business, there's no way that they don't know that China is a threat, is a problem to us. They've either been told to stop, not to say anything, for fear of their jobs, or they want us to move so far in that direction, socialism slash communism, and I'll tell you what, they don't realize they would be the first to go or be controlled. Maybe they're so used to being controlled they don't care one way or the other. I don't know. You got me on that one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me to come back from the break. You got me. I've got a lot of stories to get through tonight that I'm going to push through. If you want to chime in on them, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get out. We are back. Double Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, before I go further with this, you guys have got to understand that when it comes to these social media platforms, Facebook and Twitter and all that, some of you, you know, hey, where are you? How come you're not up here? We are streaming to Facebook just because some of you just refuse to leave. I think it's a bad move. I had a friend of mine I talked to today. And he was making some heavy, hefty money on Facebook. Let me put it to you this way. He was spending almost $300,000 a year in advertising. That's how much money he was making. He had a bunch of people that worked for him. And Facebook pretty much overnight shut him down. All that revenue came to a halt. You know, regular businesses, when something goes sideways, something goes wrong, you can pivot, you can, there's other things you can do, other products you can offer, changes you can make. When Facebook cuts you off, or Twitter, you're done. For all intents and purposes, you're done. Now, yeah, we're still on things like Spreely and MAGABook
and me, we, and all that. But, you know, it triples the posting for us, right? Now we got to go to these places and we post up to make sure that everybody who's in any one of those is getting the information they need. But again, we gave them too much power from day one. You're talking about China, by the way. We knew this was totally against what they had agreed to do. But China's parliament has approved a plan to reform Hong Kong's electoral system, which is a joke in and of itself. Now, you know how many people we have here split upon party lines in this country when they vote on something. And sometimes you get a mix, but most of the time it's right down party lines, right? We got 400 and some odd people. Listen to all the noise being made every time a bill comes up that one side or the other side doesn't like. Well, the Patriots Governing Hong Kong Act is a resolution that will allow a pro-Beijing panel to approve some candidates that it deems sufficiently patriotic. In other words, in the pocket of the party. Now, the vote was, the reason I brought up the number of ours, the vote was 2,895-0 with one abstention. He probably will be, we'll just say, lost, unable to be located in a week or two. President Xi Jinping and other party leaders looked on. You imagine having that, like having daddy or the principal looking on? Looking at you while you're conducting business? He looked on as delegates voted electronically. Now, here's the thing. Why would he even look on? Why would he? I mean, is it like he's giving you the evil eye or something like that? He already knows how it's going to go and where they're going to vote and how they're going to vote. Earlier in the month, Ned Price, the State Department spokesman, called the electoral changes a direct attack on Hong Kong's freedom. It is. There's no question about it. They don't want them to have freedom. They don't want them to have any kind of liberty whatsoever. They don't even want the rest of the country to even really understand what goes on in Hong Kong. They see that freedom. They're going to want themselves, aren't they? This whole thing, you know, limits the participation of the people. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, he said on Wednesday that the U.S. would continue to take action against egregious violations of democracy and human rights. Yeah, what does that mean? What does that really mean? What are they really going to do? Joey B's not going to be tough on them. We already know this. Now, Beijing, they've denied the claim. They said the plan is vital to the promote stability in the city. No, actually, the city, this is where the left always has a field day. The city was very stable before all this happened. Before China cracked down on it. Before China started taking away their rights. Taking away their freedoms. Taking away their liberties, for that matter. Reuters reported that the changes virtually eliminate any possibility of opposition affecting the outcome of elections. Now, the Hong Kong leader, Carrie Lam, said earlier this week that the city's government fully welcomes changes to the city's electoral system. Yeah, right, or else his family would disappear. There are loopholes in electoral systems. There are also flaws in the system in Hong Kong, Lam said. But this was after he went to Beijing and got his butt kicked. He said, I fully understand this is not a matter that can be addressed entirely by the government. I'm glad the central authorities have again exercised its constitutional powers to help address the problem of Hong Kong. Yeah, right. Right. I mean, think about it. They're basically trying to say, well, you know, with the liberty and freedoms we have, we were able to address this in a fully democratic way. Not in your life. Not even close. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. I love it. I just find this amazing. I don't know if you guys heard about this one. Candace Cameron Bure, or I'm sorry, Cameron's Cameron, Kirk Cameron's sister, Burr, she felt sick over her last Hallmark film. Now, she's had, a pretty good movie career. I don't watch her that much. You know, my wife watches her in some of these shows that are on Hallmark and other places. And usually Hallmark are pretty what we would refer to as a traditional family, traditional lifestyles, traditional holiday kind of thing, right? She said that she got sick to her stomach on last Christmas movie. It aired in November. I would have got sick because it was November and not Christmas, right? She says she's created an anxiety for herself because her movies have been top performers. Movie 7 years in a row, and she said, you know, one day you're going to slide off that pedestal. Well, then quit while you're ahead. That's what some people do. She said, so every year it kind of makes me sicker and sicker and sicker every time I have a movie come out because I'm like, it's going to be, is it this year I'm going to slide? Is it next year I'm going to slide? She says, every year, you know, well, not every year. She said, and then in 2020, she had a come to Jesus moment. Because she, you know, she said, why are you doing this? Meaning, why am I even making movies? She said, I bring it back to why. She said 12 years ago, coming back to the industry, she figured that she could make a difference. She said that her worth is not ultimately how a book or a movie performs. Right? She had to remind herself why, and then let it go. Just say, you know what? It doesn't matter what the ratings are. It doesn't matter at all. It matters what I'm putting out there, what people are seeing with me, and ultimately how they see Christ through me. And she's right. You know, I don't do this to become Rush Limbaugh. Okay? I mean, I do this because God opened up a door for me. Oh, my God. 12 years ago, 13 years ago, for me to get on the air. 12 years? My God. I had black hair then. All these stories did it to me. But God opened up the doors for the show to go national. I was having some fun on a local station. That's KHTS 1220 out of Los Angeles. I never thanked them enough for giving me the opportunity, giving me a chance. I remember her, one of the owners, running down the hall after the first show and saying, I think you got something here. And all I did was be the aggravator that I am. I grabbed a Republican and a Democrat, got to do a one-hour show, brought them in, and we just went back and forth with it. Really what it boiled down to. So I think, you know, I got to kind of the same attitude. As long as we're helping people move forward, as long as we're laying out the truth, not emotional foo-foo, not the emotional craziness, but laying out the truth in such a fashion where you guys can take the information like we did tonight with the Chinese info. You have all these people that jump on, not just this show, but shows like this. They come off as experts, or even the commentator, him or herself, will say, well, I know this and I know that and I've studied. Well, let me tell you what. Dana and Ping Ping, both of them lived in China. Both of them fled China. And I will tell you right now, the Chinese government, not so much looking for them, but man, they better not go near any place where China has total control. I mean, otherwise we're in a world of hurt. Anyway, Joe Mosey, your host, always a pleasure. While we're at commercial, while we're up for the top of the hour break, go over to the website, sign up for your for the email blast, or sign up for the text messaging. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. You know, again, read the articles. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. And you know, there's a little button there that says donate. As you heard earlier, we have been pretty much nailed on all these social media platforms that used to help us make money. It's one place you can go. Give up a cup of coffee, the expensive place, and give it to me. Help continue the show. We'll be back in a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. You'll be listening to Real Side.